Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. You're listening to us on Building Fortunes Radio. It's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. My name is Peter Mingles. We are here on a Wednesday night. It's 11 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. on the Pacific side with a great friend of ours. His name is Ray Gebauer. Ray and I met a long time ago. As a matter of fact, I think it was on a conference call with a friend of ours. Her name is Kim Claver. And Ray was building a home-based business at the time, had lots of people in his business, was super-duper successful. And as a result of that conference call, we started doing some business together, things along that line. And one thing led to another. As I listened to more of the things that he said, I realized he was an extremely smart individual, knew a ton about a lot of things, including health and nutrition, self and development, and everything else like that. But overall, really good guy. And we kind of... do you know how people go? This is a long time ago. We go separate ways, and all of a sudden I see his name pop up, and I called him up, and I said, you know, Ray, let me just kind of let you know a little bit about what we have going on, and I want to learn more about what you have going on. And one thing led to another, and that resulted in us doing this radio show. He has so many great things to be able to offer to different people. I wanted to make sure that you, as a Building Fortunes Radio listening audience member, know who he is. So we've been doing this radio show for quite a while, and it evolved into doing some acronyms, and Ray likes acronyms. So, me too, by the way. And as the result of that, he started to do an acronym on the word target, and he usually covers usually three, sometimes four times the same letter. So a couple of weeks ago, we started with the T's, then we did the A's, now into the second R's, if I'm not mistaken, in the word target. Now, if you want to catch up, you can go to buildingfortunesradio.com/Ray-Gebauer and be able to listen to the previous radio shows and hear the T's and the A's and the first R. And tonight we're going to go over the second R in the word target. But I always want to say thank you to Mr. Ray Gebauer. I know this is the last week before Thanksgiving, so I don't know if we're going to do one live on the night before Thanksgiving. It depends on his schedule as well. But if we do miss you because you're doing something on the last night before Thanksgiving, I just want to say thanks to Ray Gebauer and thanks also to our Building Fortunes radio listening audience. So, Ray, thanks for being here on your own radio show.
Well, thank you, Peter. I'm happy to be here, and I appreciate you and what you're doing to make this possible. Just like me, you're doing your part to make the world a better place. And part of how that happens is these conversations and sharing ideas and helping people see things differently. You know, it's like, just like the famous book by Napoleon Hill, Think and Grow Rich. If you want to grow rich, you got to think differently, think deeply. Of course, we want to be rich in more than just financially. We want to be rich in our relationships and rich in our spirituality and rich in our health. And so we're doing our part to help make your world a better place and to some extent the whole world a better place. So anyway, I've been on this this theme here of target and made it into an acronym. I sort of make it up as I go here. I don't know what next week's going to be. I usually decide the day before or sometimes the same day what I'm going to be talking about. But I like the word target because you want to be on target. You don't want to be a target for somebody else, but you want to set your own targets, your own goals. You know, you want to live your life from the perspective that you set these goals or targets or these objectives, because that empowers you. When you have something in mind, when you have a mission or a vision and something in your sights, you're much more empowered and much more likely to get there and have more success and make more of a difference, make more money, whatever your goals are. So we've done three episodes on the T's, three on the A's, Really enjoy the A's. I think those are really, really important for you to listen to. And last week we did the first R in the TARGET acronym, which was on resilience. And Peter actually guessed that one, and I thought it went really well. And appreciated Peter's contribution last week as well. So resilience is a really important attribute and quality and mindset to make all the difference. You can have all the talent in the world, but if you don't have resilience, you're not going to get far enough to cash in on all of your talent and your potential. So potential is meaningless unless you have resilience and determination and rather than giving up and quitting. So that was last week. If you missed that one, that was definitely worth hearing. I think they all are. And I believe that what I share can make a meaningful difference for you to enrich your life. So this week we're going into the second R in the TARGET acronym. As always, there's those fun to have Peter guess what I'm going to talk about. He has no idea. And so what would you guess? What's my second R going to be this week, Peter?
You know, my brain is a little bit preoccupied with some of the stuff that's been happening with the cryptocurrency, FTX and Alameda research, or Alameda trading and stuff like that, and all the numbers of people that got taken advantage of. So my R is going to be the word research. So I think if a lot of these people would have researched, they probably would have hit the target that they were looking for. So R for me in the second R is going to stand for research.
Okay, well, that's a good guess. I mean, we do need to do the research. I've made that mistake plenty of times where I did not do enough research because I just sort of trusted the person who was convincing me of something, and sometimes we can easily mistake their enthusiasm and confidence for the truth. And it's like, well, if they're that sure about it, then it must be true. And we skip the due diligence or just do a little tiny bit of it, and sometimes it ends up really hurting us. So, but research definitely has its place, you know. Of course, after you do your research, then you need to make an intelligent decision. But the word this week is actually, and I hope you find this whole lesson refreshing to you, because the word is refresh. And I like this word because it has a real positive feeling to it. It has a nice energy or vibration to it. And so refresh means to give like new strength, give somebody energy, to become energized or to reinvigorate. Like sometimes like taking a shower is refreshing, or you've been out in the hot sun for a long time and then you say, hey, it's time to go jump in the lake or in the pool, and you get out and say, well, that was refreshing. Having a good night's sleep, you wake up and you feel refreshed, or even take a nap. And so you just, like, it's like getting your battery recharged. So, and refreshing also can be just a nice change. Like if there's something that you do on a regular basis and all of a sudden you do something different, maybe like you go on vacation. You know, so you're in a whole different environment. You go to Hawaii or you go to Italy or someplace, and you come back and say, well, how was your vacation? Oh, I feel so refreshed now. And it's like you're at a higher level. You're energized. You're empowered. So I think that's sort of useful, because we tend to get run down. We tend to get sort of stuck in just our routines. Life can get boring on top of being challenging. And just like every day, your cell phone battery needs to be refreshed or recharged. And we need that too. Sleeping every night recharges us and refreshes us. But we can broaden that to other areas of our life. So let's explore this in two respects. First of all, how do you refresh yourself, re-energize yourself? And how do you refresh other people? it's sort of a two-way street. And many of these attributes or elements really work best when it's bi-directional, when you're receiving and you're giving. And that's sort of true of life. You want to be giving and receiving, not just only giving and not just only receiving. You really need the combination of both. So let's start with ourselves. So first of all, it's helpful, I think, to think about being refreshed as a mindset, as an attitude, not something that every once in a while something happens and you say, oh, I feel refreshed. And like you were just, it was like your lucky day and you got to feel refreshed, as opposed to taking initiative and thinking, what can I do so that on a regular basis I am getting refreshed, I'm getting re-energized and recharged, and be responsible for creating a pattern of being refreshed, as opposed to waiting or hoping that maybe somebody comes along someday and refreshes you, or once in a while it just sort of happens to happen and that was your lucky day. So we can sort of think of it and be more proactive and think, well, how can I make sure that on a daily basis I'm refreshed, in addition, along with being refreshed just by our sleeping, because that is refreshing most of the time for most people. So what can we do beyond that? Well, I say, first of all, make that your sort of attitude, your mindset. In fact, I would say whenever we go on some kind of adventure, whether it's traveling or something new, just by the nature of it being different, it can be refreshing. Sometimes it can be challenging, but for the most part, when we think of adventure, that's refreshing. So one of the things we can do that's real easy to do is you can reframe what you are doing, your project, your business, as an adventure. Because if you see something as an adventure, I mean, it may not be an adventure inherently, but if you just make it up in your mind, this is an adventure. You just declare it. You just say it's an adventure, whether it is or not. You sort of like pretending or just viewing it that way. As soon as you do that, the energy shifts and it's different, and you feel refreshed. There's some extra excitement, there's extra energy because, people like an adventure. Not something that's too scary or dangerous, but adventure is sort of exciting as opposed to boring. So we can sort of create that whole atmosphere and mentality just by realizing we can do it and start doing that and reframe what we're already doing. Maybe that boring job or whatever, if you're in a job, as some kind of adventure. Just make it into a game or an adventure, and it becomes refreshing, immediately. Also, another way to generate being refreshed is to connect. When you connect with other people, particularly people who are positive, people who are optimistic. In fact, by the way, optimistic people on the average live 10 years longer. Imagine that, 10 years longer just by being optimistic. Optimistic, the word from which we get optical, which means to see. Optimism means you see the future in a positive way. You're expecting something good to happen. You're expecting it to get better. So when you are around people who are optimistic, people who are positive, people who are confident, that kind of energy is transferable, is automatic. I mean, if you walk in a room of angry people and keep listening long enough, you'll probably start getting angry too, because the energy is contagious. If everyone is worried and afraid, you start feeling, if everyone's depressed, you start feeling depressed. If people are excited, you start feeling excited, because energy is contagious. It just is automatically. So if you can choose to be more selective and be around more of the people that are positive and excited and enthusiastic and optimistic, that energy comes to you, and it's refreshing. You're energized. You're reinvigorated. So you can deliberately choose to be around, to connect with people, be around people, and even through videos, it's better face-to-face in the same room. I just went to a cryptocurrency investment conference in Las Vegas 2 weeks ago. It was refreshing. It was reinvigorating. It was sort of refreshing just being in Las Vegas, not really my favorite city, but just being in a different place, different environment, around all these people. The conference was really good. I was afraid it might be a waste of my time, but it was good. It was refreshing. But a big part of being refreshed and re-energized is connecting with the right people. And conferences, events, it's a good place to do that and travel. So first you got to take care of yourself. Like the plane's going down, put your own oxygen mask on first, take care of yourself, then you're in a better position to help others. So make sure you're refreshing yourself. For some people, you're reading the Bible or meditation. You know, all those things can be refreshing and re-energizing, and that's important because our batteries run down, metaphorically. We get drained, we get discouraged, we have setbacks, and we got to, you know, refresh ourselves. Just like in computer world, talk about refreshing your screen. So it's relevant. Now, the second part of refreshment. So I guess we refer to food as refreshments, right? Because food can be refreshing as well. But the other element goes the other direction, like giving and receiving, sowing and reaping, is how to refresh others. I mean, it's nice when we are around people who refresh us, but if they can do that for us, we can do that for others. But most people don't go around thinking, how can I refresh somebody today? How can I be a blessing? How can I, you know, energize them? How can I inspire them? How can I encourage somebody or lift them up? That's all refreshment. So we're not prone to do that unless you're thinking that way. That's got to be your programming. So if that's not how you basically you typically think, well, then there's an opening here, opportunity for you to change your thinking. It's called renewing your mind. It's part of the transformation process. Like the Bible says, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. In fact, the word renewing your mind in that passage in Romans 12, I looked it up in the Greek, it means like to lift up. You know, lift up your thinking to a higher level. And that's what refreshing does. It sort of lifts you up higher to a higher level, and you're better able to function, you're happier, you're more effective, you have more influence, and you'll probably translate to even more money. So in terms of refreshing others, here's a good sort of formula to use that I think is applicable in every situation. I talk about this every week because I think it's the most important thing and because it's the most relevant principle to every situation and the most empowering principles for us to get to where we want to go and to be feeling happy and more fully alive. And that is the four dimensions. So if you want to be more refreshing to others and be more enriching and inspiring and encouraging and building people up and empowering people, these are the four elements that will have the biggest effect in that. And this is the way you get refreshed, by experiencing these four elements yourself. You have the four C's of the four dimensions of diamond love. So just go through those and see how they apply to this topic, refreshing. So the first C in the four dimensions is caring, you know, caring and compassion. So if you want to be a source of refreshment for somebody else and empower them, you got to start with caring. That's the first element of real love. So you got to care about people. And you have to, caring just doesn't happen in your mind. It happens in the interaction. And people have to know you care. So you have to take time. You have to ask questions. You have to listen and be genuinely concerned and interested and caring. If that's all you do, you've already made an impact. People can feel tremendously refreshed just by connecting with somebody who cares. People don't really care about what you know. They care about how you make them feel. So they feel valued because you took time and you spent time with them and you asked questions, you listened and you were interested and you showed that you cared about them. That's refreshing. It re-energizes them. Then the second C sort of goes along with it. All four go together like four wheels on a car. You know, all four are pretty important, right? Or four legs on a table. So you have caring, the first dimension of love, and then you have connecting, which also corresponds to the greatest commandment, which is to love in those four dimensions of loving with all your heart. That's the caring, loving with all your soul. That's a soul, like a soul, the soul connection. That's the connecting element. And then loving with all of your mind. That's the commitment element. I'm getting ahead of myself a bit here. And then the fourth element is loving with all of your strength. That's the creating value. So we're on the second C right now. So when you connect with people, which includes caring, but it's a little more than that. Now you're connecting a little more deeply. Ideally, you have eye contact, and you're doing something together. You're sharing ideas. So that's one of the most treasured experiences a person can have, is feeling a deep connection with people. So when you are connecting with people and you're doing it deliberately, on purpose, consciously, it has an impact. It definitely is refreshing. These people don't go around trying to connect with other people unless it's just like for business purposes, but to connect on a personal level because you care and because it's a way to affirm someone's value and it creates value, it's also really refreshing and empowering. So those are the first two elements of the strategy. If you want to be refreshing to other people, you got to care, you got to connect. Both of those take time. And then the third, like I mentioned, the third dimension for element is commitment. People have to know that you not only do you care, but that you're committed to what's best for them. You're not just sort of using the conversation to get a sale and to make some money. And it's okay to make a sale, make money if you're helping people, of course. But people need to know that you're committed to them, to what's best for them, and that you operate only if it's a win-win situation. So we got to be committed to take care of ourselves, but not at the expense of others. We want to take care of ourselves at the enrichment of others. When we're being helpful, we're making a positive difference, when we are energizing, empowering, when we are refreshing others as part of our commitment to be doing good and making a difference, that refreshes the other person. And in fact, I just thought there's a verse in Proverbs that says something to the effect that when you refresh others, you get refreshed. You know, when you give to others, you know, it's a blessing to them and it's a blessing to you as the giver. So refreshing, empowering others has sort of that boomerang effect in a positive way for us as well. So that's the third element of how to be refreshing to others. And by the way, the more you do refreshing toward others, the more you're going to get it back. Because whatever you sow, S-O-W, you're going to reap. The more you give, the more you get. So that's the third one, the committing. So caring, connecting, committing. And the fourth dimension of love that we're applying here to this whole refreshment theme here and idea is creating value. So when you create value for someone, you add value, the person is better off, they feel better, probably they feel grateful, and they're going to feel refreshed. They're going to be inspired. Well, he didn't need to do that, you know. So when you create value for people, it's a win-win. And they're going to feel re-energized, reinvigorated. They're going to be refreshed. And so the more you do these four things, and this I'm calling it a strategy right now, or formula. It creates a bigger win for everybody. You feel better. They feel better. You're empowered. You're refreshed. They're empowered. They're refreshed. And it doesn't stop with just the two of you. Remember, energy is contagious. So the more refreshing you are to one individual, now that he's refreshed and energized, that person's going to be refreshing and energizing most likely to others. And so it can spread sort of like that ripple. If you drop the rock, the pebble in the pond, and how many ripples does it create? Just one nice ripple? No, multiple ripples. So sometimes when with just a single person that you follow the strategy, the way of love, of caring, connecting, committing, creating value, the impact on the one person can spread to another person, to another person. It could end up affecting hundreds or thousands of people, you know, possibly. You know, maybe a handful, maybe a few million. But when you are living the way God wants us to live, which is the principle of love, do everything in love, says owe no man anything except to love each other. So we owe it to each other, and people owe it to us. Now, most people aren't doing it very well, but once you become aware that this is the ultimate strategy, you know, that optimizes your life so you can feel more fully alive and better and happier and healthier. So the more you do this, the more of a difference you can make in the world. And as we make the world a better place, including, you know, an individual's world a better place, you know, like I said, you benefit from it too. It's a win-win. And that's ultimately what we all want. The people who don't play the win-win game, they're thinking, well, you have to lose in order for me to win. In the end, they end up losing when they thought they won. So whatever win they have is short-term. But for life to be meaningful, and interestingly, that's a nice acronym for MLM, making life meaningful. And LOL, which usually means laughing out loud, can stand for love optimizes life. When we live that way, making life meaningful, that's the ultimate MLM, and realizing that love optimizes life and makes everything better, then everything is better for everybody. And using the word for tonight, everybody is refreshed and recharged and re-energized, which brings more light into this dark world. People need to be energized and inspired in the right direction, and we can be a part of that. So remember, first of all, take care of yourself. Make sure you are being refreshed on a regular basis in multiple ways, and that you have the power and you have the responsibility, I believe, using the four dimensions of love to be a refreshment to other people. Refreshing, inspiring, energizing, all those great words. So I think that's it for tonight. Any comments, Peter, or questions?
Great information, great word. And before the time, can you give people how they can reach you to get this refreshing restart perhaps on whatever they might be working on? So how do people reach you, Ray?
Yeah, hey, restart, that's another good word, start so far. That fits right in with refreshing. Yeah, so if you want a little bit of refreshing right from the horse's mouth here from me, it's real easy. Write down my phone number. I'll give it to you a couple times if you're not ready. The number is 360-583-2227. So call or text me anytime at that number. That's in the state of Washington, 360-583-2227. Now, I promise you this. I cannot help you if we don't connect. The ball's in your court. You got to call me now because I don't have your number. I may not even know who you are. So, but I'm opening the door. You don't have to even knock. You have to dial the number, and we can have a conversation for possibilities. And most likely you'll leave refreshed and maybe have more clarity, you know, better direction. Maybe we can even work together or maybe help you doing whatever you're already doing. And I'm pretty good at this, and so I'm happy to help you. But I can't help you if we don't connect. So ball's in your court. call or text that number anytime, and we'll see where that goes. So thank you, Peter, so much. Everyone listening, thank you for listening. Love you all, and may the rest of your life be the best of your life.
Perfect. We'll see you next week. Thanks, everyone.
You've been listening to Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingle. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.